should be seven then. Why do you only say six? The Chorus should be seven. Elatona b'yalma Chorus Gronos Tamatano. Omai k'deh l'shabas v'beis Yom Tov Shoshono. Esimna b'yalma. It's only esimna b'yalma. So after it says six, it doesn't really mean in a case where there be a Shabbos, then 2 days Rosh Hashanah. It's only a simin to know you have to have six, that for 3 days worth of Tamidim. But in Echadam is lav dafka din in Shabbos and then 2 days Yom Tov. It means all the time you always have to have six Tamidim on hand, always ready. And they can never bring a proof of this. The Tanya says, k'deh l'Shabbos. Look at Tanya, l'Shabbos, ul'beis Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. Shema Amin, it just says l'Shabbos means it's a simin. It's just a simin to remember. How many Tamidim do you always have to have on hand ready? Again, Mavukah, 4 days in advance. That's a Aziris. You always have to have six of them. So the simon is, the sign to remember this is, there'll be a Shabbos and 2 days for Shoshanah, that you need these six Tamidim, one after another. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on to the next blot on the other side. So wait till the end of the tape, and then turn over, we'll do Daf Nun. So wait till the end, and then turn over. Yeah, we're holding Daf Nun Amar Aleph. By the two dots, that it says in the Mishnah again, Lehikrivu Keves Baboika, that if you did not bring the Korban Atomet in the morning, Salochrid, you can still bring the Korban Atomet Shaben Abayim. And the same thing about the Keteris, if you did not bring the Keteris in the morning, you can still bring the Keteris Shaben Abayim. Then the Mishnah says, though, that Amreb Shimin, Vakuloi Sakreva Ben Habayim. Shimon holds that the whole Keteris you could bring Ben Habayim. In the case where they did not bring the Keteris in the morning, so they could bring now the whole Keteris, the whole measurement, Ben Habayim. And he says the reason in the Mishnah, Shein Mechanchin as the Mezbeach Azov, Ela B'Keteris Asamim. Rioni Mechanich means the first thing you use on the Mezbeach Azov, on the inside Mezbeach, is with the Keteris Asamim. But since that's the Chinuch he first started off there, you could bring the whole amount of the Keteris, Ben Habayim. So Gemara asked the question, Chinuch, man dachar shmei, who's talking about being mechanech, the mezbeach azov, what's got to do with chinuch? How you start off the kedusha on the mezbeach? So Gemara says, really, I tell you, chasuri mechzura, something is missing in our Mishnah. And v'ochi ketonim, this is what the Mishnah means to tell us, that lo yikrivu keves ba'boiker, lo yakrivu ben habayim, if they did not bring the keves in the morning, the Tomach of Shachar, they should not bring it to Ben Habayim. But it says, the Medvar Mamurim, when was this said that if they did not bring the Korban Atomin in the morning, they cannot bring the Korban Atomin in the afternoon? That's only Shloy Nischanach HaMizbech. That Mizbech had no Chinuch yet, they did not bring Korbanos on the Mizbech yet. In other words, the first Korban on the Mizbech has to be the Tomach of Shachar. If you missed it, you cannot start the Chinuch Ben Habayim. Avo nischanecha mizbeach, but if the mizbeach had its chinuch already, if the mizbeach had already korbanos brought on it already, and now later on it happened that they missed the tomid shel shachar, then like our Mishnah says, avado yakrivu ben habayim, then you still allowed to bring the tomid shel ben habayim. Now this Amar Reb Shimon says, hey Messiah, when do we say you can still bring the tomid shel ben habayim? That bizman shayu anusim oy shegugin. If they missed it by mistake, they were an onus or a shegi, that's how they missed the first Tomit Shel Shachar. Avalim ho yim mezidin, but if they missed it, b'mezid on purpose, they did not bring the Tomit Shel Shachar, is lehikrivu keves, avalim ho yim mezidin, that means lehikrivu keves baboiker, is lehikrivu ben habayim, then they have no right to bring the korban atomit shel ben habayim. If they missed baboiker b'mezid, they cannot bring the ben habayim. What's going to be lo hiktiru keteris baboiker? They did not bring the keteris in the morning on the mizbeach hazov. Loch was still yaktiru ben habayim. Still, you allowed to bring it ben habayim. And even though it was never brought yet, and they did not bring the tomet shoshacha, the keteris in the morning, still they could start bringing the tomet the keteris ben habayim. Smor says minuhan imili. How do we know this? You say this. The Talmud Rabbanim learned by this. The pasuk says, "V'yasakevis hasheni tasa ben habayim," that the second korban should be ben habayim. So idashin sheni ben habayim. The second korban should be ben habayim. V'loy rishin ben habayim. But you cannot bring the first korban ben habayim. You cannot be mechanech the mizbeach with the korban atomid shel ben habayim. The medvah mamurim was this said that if you miss the tomer hashachar, you cannot bring the Torah Mishabei Nabayim. That's only Shlo Nischanach HaMizbeach. It was no Chinuch, Mizbeach was not used yet. Avo Nischanach HaMizbeach, the Mizbeach was already used. Then Afilu Rishon, Ben Habayim. Then you could even start off with the Ben Habayim. Those in the case where you missed the Tomit Shoshachar, then you could bring the Tomit Shoben Habayim. It's only a drosha, the chinuch, the first time you start using the Mizbeach, it has to be done with the Tomit Shoshachar. The Omer Rebbe Shimon, that we say, if you had already chinuch, that later on you could start off the day with the Tomit Shoben Habayim, that's only Bizman Shoyanusim Ashergin, if they missed the first Korban by mistake. But if they missed the Tomit Shoshachar on purpose, then you cannot start off the day with the Tomit Shoben Habayim. Now what's going to be Lohiktiru Kuteras Baboika? Let's say they did not bring the Kuteras in the morning, even if it was done B'mezit, still Yaktiru Ben Habayim, you're allowed to bring the Kuteras Ben Habayim, you start off with the Kuteras Ben Habayim. So the question is, B'chi Kahanim Chotu Mizbeach Botu, what kind of svar is this? And you're telling me now by the Tom Karmen HaShachar that if they missed in the morning B'mezit, since the Kahanim did it B'mezit, therefore they cannot bring the Tomid Shoben Habayim. Is that a svar that the Mizbeach should lose out? Just because the Kahanim did a Naver in the morning, why should the Mizbeach lose out? Some Rav says, this is what it means to say, Lo Yakrivu Hein Avol Achirim Yikrivu. That's what Rav Shimon means to say. The Kahanim that B'mezit did not bring it in the morning, there's a Kanas that they could not bring the Tomid Shoben Habayim. Then the Kahanim, other Kahanim Avada could bring it. Now what's going to be Lo Hiktiru Keteres Baboike Yaktiru Ben Habayim. But if they did not bring the Keteres in the morning, they could bring off a start off, they could bring the Keteres Ben Habayim. Even though they missed it B'mezid, here there's no Kanas. Why? Techiv and Lo Shchichi. Since it's not so shchia for the Kahanim to bring the Keteres, they took a choice that only comes up once a year that you could bring it. O Ma'asro, and also you become rich from bringing the Keteres. Is chavivulub lepshia that is very dear to the Kahanim, and they will not miss it. They will not be pasheya. Therefore, it's very low shchia to say she missed it b'mezid. Therefore, they did not make any knas. The Rashi says the lishnachrina lo shchicha is not shchia to bring the k'taris. The chad gavra, but one person got the minim sech to yuma. Miyedom lo shon adam bo, a person never brought the k'taris twice. So he only brought it like once a lifetime. And also, Master Rashi says maseret makes you rich. K'tiv yistim k'tera. So therefore, it's not shchiyah that they should make a mistake, and therefore there's no knas, there's no gzeri, even though it was done b'mezid, they missed it in the morning, still they could bring it to Ben Habayim. Then it says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon v'kulu hoysa kreva Ben Habayim, shem mechanchin es ha-mezbeach ha-zov, el lebekteres ha-samim, shem Ben Habayim. In other words, since there was a chinuch on the mezbeach ha-zov, with the Keteres Ben Habayim, that's what started off. So therefore, he holds of Shimon that Kulois the Kreva Ben Habayim, you could bring all the Keteres Ben Habayim. If you did not bring in the morning, you could bring the whole thing Ben Habayim. So far as the question, I've what time you learned the Keteres Asam Shal Shachar, know that the Chinuch of Nezbeach Azov was with the morning's Keteres. So far as Tanoi, it's a Machlokes Tanoim. And Omer Abaye says, Mistaber Kaman, the Yom of Keteres Asam Shal Ben Habayim. It's more mistarvah, like Rabbi Shimon says, that the chinuch was the keteres ben habayim. In other words, that day, they brought the whole keteres ben habayim. You see, the pasuk says, ba'boike, ba'boike, be'tivu es aneros. Like every morning, ba'boike, ba'boike, be'tivu, when he cleans up the neros, yaktirenu. Now, yilav, the yavad had lokum miyurtev, it's not that he already lit the menorah last night, ha'tove b'tzafram eichav, for what purpose does he have to, like, clean up the neros? Savada, you start lighting the menorah at night time. And there's a smichah, suwadin, the burning of the keteres also at the same time, was deriv. So therefore the first burning of the keteres was by evening. That was the chinuch of the keteres by the mizbeach hazov. The Rashi says, Alma, we see from here the chinuch menorah is ben habayim. Now, v'chivon the menorah nischancho be'eriv, is keteres nami tchilosa be'eriv. The keteres also first started at evening. The pasuk says, "V'ha'alois Aaron es aneros ben habayim yaktirenu." Therefore, the chinuch of the menorah was the evening, and the chinuch of the mizbeach hazov was also the evening. The other one says, "Leman diyoma b'keteres asam shel shachar." that the first chinuch was in the morning. Here it's mashkos by evening. Seyos no goma mi mizbeach oilo. We learn it out to mizbeach azov, the inside mizbeach from the outside mizbeach. Mal alan, just like the outside mizbeach was betomet shoshachar, the chinuch was betomet shoshachar, is afkan v'kteras hasamim shoshachar. Here also the chinuch was v'kteras hasamim of the morning. So the kids who were coming up, Shana Mishnah is that the Mishnah is saying a chiluk between the keves, the tamid, and the keteris. That when they first started, the first korban they brought, if they did not bring the korban at tamid, they were not mechanach the mizbeach, so they cannot bring that day the tamid shal shachar, shal ben havayim. You have to start the chinuch with the tamid shal shachar. But the keteris is not that way. If you do not bring the keteris in the morning, you're allowed to first start to bring the first time the keteris ben havayim. Because that's the Iker, Chinuch is with the Keteres Ben Habayim, like we learn out from the Benayra. Then there's a second Kiddush, that in the case after they had the Chinuch already, if let's say now you forgot to bring the Keteres in the morning, then everybody told you could bring the Keteres in the afternoon, and here there's no deal not committed whether you remains it or not, but the Keteres there's no Knas. Rabbi Shimon says a Kiddush now, that in the case where you forgot to bring the Keteres in the morning, you're allowed to bring the whole Keteres in the afternoon. Because he holds the whole keteris is like one keteris. It's like one mitzvah. So if you forgot to bring half in the morning, that day you could bring the rest of it, the half in the morning and the afternoon, all together in the afternoon. And then the Mishnah says, Lo yes ha-shulchan, what are you mechanech the shulchan with? Ela b'lechem aponim b'shabbos. That we put the lechem aponim there on Shabbos. Gemara says, Ela b'chol lechnuchi yod lo mechanech. It's mashma, you can't start off using the shulchan the first time in the middle of the weekday. The chinuch, the beginning, the aschol has to be on Shabbos. But mashma kedusha mikdash. The mashma, if you already use the shulchan once on Shabbos, then in the middle of the week, it would be mikdash or something. So what's the question? This is a b'tzmila, this is a question. To kaimlo v'perek shtei alechem, to le mikdash lechem ele b'shabbos, that the only time the shulchan is mikdash, the lechem is only on Shabbos. If you first put it in the middle of the week, it has no kedusha. So what's the mashma, it's only the chinuch not, it's not even the Kedusha read in the middle of the week. Samar says true, but I tell you, he gufa kamashma, the Mishnah Gufa is teaching us this, that the chinuch, the kiddush, the shulchan, the shabbosu, that both the chinuch and the whole Kedusha, the shulchan gives off, is only the lechem that's put there on Shabbos. Kiritoni says, it says in the Seifa, v'loya seminar, v'loya seminar, elo, v'shivan eroseh ben habayim, that the only chinuch there is, on the menorah is by lighting all seven neiros. Like Rashi says, the menorah ain't a mekadeshes kolema for chomilsa dido ain't a vela ben habayim. Dino adloka, the whole inyan of using the menorah is only ben habayim. So chinami by the shulchan also means the whole chinuch and the whole kiddush is only the gate of the lechem aponim, which is put there on Shabbos. And the Gemara says, Tana rabbonin zil ketoris shol saliyochid al mizbeach hachitzin. So Rashi says here we're talking about Zel Keteris means, we'll soon explain, it's going about the Nisiyim, that it says that they brought each Nosi Kafach at Asarazov, that each Nosi by Chanukah HaMishkan, they brought Keteris. So Zuli Keteris Sholso LeYochid, it was each Nosi brought his own private Keteris, HaMizbech HaChitzein, that they burnt it on the outside Mizbech, for Rosh Shoh Hoysa, it was a special Halacha, because all over we know the Keteris is only brought on the Mizbech HaPanim, not on the outside Mizbech. On the Gemara Morris says, Heicha, like what type of Keteris are we talking about over here? So we're a pop of a Nisim, we're talking about the Nisim's, the Keteris the Nisim brought. So who the Kasha Dik is, Elo Yochid, a Mizbech HaChitzon Hu Deloi. Mashmoni, a private Keteris was not brought on the Mizbech HaChitzon. This was the only Heroi Shos, only this Keteris was brought. But Mashmo, Hu Al HaMizbech HaPanimim, Makriv, but there was the Keteris Yochid brought on the Mizbech HaPanim. And that's not true. We never find a keteris of a yochid. It's always a keteris of a tzibur. There's still another question. Amizbech achitzon yochid udaloi. Ha tzibur mikrevu. Mashmon yochid cannot bring on a mizbech achitzon. But mashmon tzibur could bring the keteris on a mizbech achitzon. For a tiny blur, not like that. We learned. Yochid ya yochid misnada v'mevik yoytzibo nidovo. Maybe a yochid could also make such a nidovo. For kareyani bo nebichal on this. The pasuk of Moitzis Vasecha Tishmor V'yosisa, that any time you make a neder to bring in a dova, you have to do it. Talmud, the pasuk says no. Loisal olov keteris zara. That mashman mizbech hapnim, you cannot bring a strange keteris, which means any keteris that's not from the tzibur is called the keteris zara, meaning a yochid cannot bring the keteris on the mizbech apnim. Now yochid, I would have thought to say lo ye yochid mevi, true, a yochid cannot bring a private keteris shein mevi chevosak yaitzibo, because he does not bring a schaiva on the mizbech apnim. A yochid has nothing to do with the mizbech apnim. But maybe avol tzibur, yeah, maybe, but maybe a tzibur could bring